Hello and welcome. It's Tuesday, June 23rd, and this is Israel in 10, the Misgav Daily Brief. I'm Laura Sellier with you today from Jerusalem. Anti-Semitism is becoming mainstream in the United States as the mayor of New York refers to American Jewish lobbyists as monsters with dirty money. A host on Fox News talks openly about the so-called Jewish problem. I'll be speaking about this with William Daroff. He's the CEO of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations. Hear our conversation in just a moment, but first the headlines. The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio is heading to the region this Tuesday. He'll visit the UAE, Bahrain and Kuwait, the three countries along with Israel that were hit hardest by Iranian attacks during the war. Sources close to Rubio have told the Washington Post that he does not oppose the current MOU with Iran. They claim Vice President J.D. Vance only took the lead on the talks because Rubio was tied up with the G7. President Trump has waived sanctions on Iran for 60 days, potentially unlocking billions of dollars in revenue for the regime. Trump says he will, quote, do what he has to do if Iran doesn't stick to its side of the deal. Iranian officials have pushed back on Vice President Vance's claim that talks on Iran's nuclear program have begun. They say there are no plans for UN inspectors to visit Iranian nuclear sites. And Iran's lead negotiator, Mohammad Ghalibaf, says the Strait of Hormuz will not return to the status quo that existed before the war. Lebanon and Israel will hold a fifth round of direct talks in Washington today. Israel insists IDF troops will remain in southern Lebanon as long as the threat from Hezbollah remains. Iran has tied the fate of its Lebanese proxy to its deal with the United States. Israel's former Prime Minister, Naftali Bennett, has warned that Israeli soldiers are having to fight with their hands tied. He says Hezbollah is openly rearming and regrouping and that restrictions on the IDF's response are putting soldiers' lives at risk. Israel has buried four IDF soldiers who were killed in Lebanon this week alone. A new US poll shows that most Americans do not believe the current deal with Iran will solve the nuclear issue, change the regime, or end Iran's threats. CBS News and YouGov found that 57% of Americans believe the war with Iran created more problems than it solved. 66% believe the MOU is primarily intended to stop the war, while 69% believe Iran's nuclear program has not been stopped. And few believe Vice President J.D. Vance's claim that the agreement will make Iran a normal country. 79% say the deal will not make the regime in Tehran less hostile to the United States. And while the deal has pushed oil prices below $80 a barrel, fears that it has left Israel in a weaker strategic position have put markets here under pressure. The shekel has fallen 3.1% against the dollar over the past month, while shares in the Tel Aviv Stock Exchange have dropped around 20%. Uncertainty over Iran and the future of operations in Lebanon is rattling investor confidence. Before we get to today's conversation, a reminder that you can sponsor Israel in 10. Just drop us a line at misgavdailybrief@gmail.com. Now here's William Daroff. William Daroff, welcome to the podcast. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here, Laura. I'm a longtime watcher and viewer, and it's such a wonderful service you provide to the community, and it's a thrill for me to be a part of it.
Thank you so much. So let's jump straight in. I want to ask you if you've revised your opinion of Vice President J.D. Vance, given what he's been saying over the past few days.
Well, the vice president and I are fellow Ohioans, so I've known him for a while, and he is someone who I believe does have a firm belief in the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship and the importance that Israel provides in the region. I'm not thrilled with some of the language he used on some of the TV shows in responding to Israeli criticism of the deal, but I think fundamentally he and President Trump are in the right place as it relates to ensuring that American interests are protected and, as a corollary of that, that Israel is safeguarded and protected.
So you're happy with the way the negotiations are going so far?
Well, I'd say we're not endorsing or opposing the MOU at this stage. I think there are too many consequential details that remain unresolved. The agreement comes after an unprecedented period of U.S.-Israel military cooperation, which totally changed the strategic landscape. I think the key question here is not whether there's an agreement, but what the agreement says, how it's enforced, and what happens when Iran tests it. And at this point, it's just way too premature to weigh in on those issues.
Well, the deal is as I'm sure you're aware, deeply unpopular here in Israel. And there's a couple of polls out today that show that most Americans don't think Trump has managed to solve the nuclear issue, which, of course, was the point of the whole conflict in the first place. What are your views on that?
Well, I think a final agreement must address not only Iran's nuclear program, but also its missile and drone programs and its network of terrorist proxies. Any sanctions relief or economic benefits need to be tied to verifiable Iranian compliance. And as you stated, the nuclear piece is a major, major component of this. And their capacity has been significantly degraded. And I think that it's incredibly important for the American negotiators to keep their eye on the ball here as to why this conflict started, as well as to the nefarious activities that Iran has undertaken for nearly 50 years, which have brought us to this moment.
So you don't agree with the characterization that some have made that Trump just got fed up with this war. It was going on too long. He wanted a quick exit and he's abandoned some of his objectives.
I would say that the president clearly is and was looking for an exit strategy, and that in doing so, he has brought about these negotiations earlier than, say, I would. If I were the president, I would have continued, I believe. But I believe that as these negotiations go on, that the president, Secretary of State, and others are in a place where they need to look and ensure that the objective remains straightforward, which is preventing a nuclear-armed Iran, strengthening regional security, and creating a more stable and peaceful future for the region.
And of course, on the issue of Iranian proxies, the big concern for Israel is Hezbollah in Lebanon. Are you worried that the US and Israel are on a collision course here and this could cause a rupture in relations?
Yeah, there's been a lot of back and forth as it relates to Israeli activity in Lebanon. I think that what the president has talked about is to try to ensure that there is a proportional response. But I absolutely believe that any agreement needs to guarantee Israel's freedom of action to take on attacks against Israel, whether they're coming from Lebanon, whether they're coming from Yemen or from wherever. Israel must be able to have freedom of action. And as Israel is not a party to this agreement, I think that Israel will ensure that it has freedom of action regardless of what's in any agreement.
Let's talk about something that's very close to your heart and close to the hearts of your members, and that is the rise of anti-Semitism in the United States. Just a couple of examples. We just had the mayor of New York, Mamdani, talking about Jews and dark money. And on the other side, we've had a Fox News host saying that Trump told the Jews, not the Israelis, the Jews, that he's their daddy. I mean, are things just going from bad to worse?
We are definitely at a place where we are in the United States being squeezed in the so-called horseshoe theory of anti-Semitism, where the far left and the far right, who agree on very little, have come together to agree on how bad the Jews are and how bad Israel is. And we are definitely getting squeezed. And this is an issue that has been key in America for a long time, which is that the fringes tend to control the party apparatus, the party primaries. And so as a consequence, it tends to be a race to the fringe in Republican primaries and Democratic primaries. And so we're seeing that a great deal. And the mayor of New York certainly seems to be out of touch with being in a place to ensure the millions of Jewish New Yorkers that they are safe and secure in New York. And his language, talking about AIPAC as being a monster, only inflames rather than brings us together.
How are you advising your members? I've spoken to some great young Jewish activists like Eyal Jacoby and Shavas Kestenbaum, for example, and it's really like a daily fight for them. I mean, is this what the future is going to be like for American Jews?
I certainly hope not. Generally speaking, historically, these things tend to be a pendulum. They swing one direction, they swing back, they modulate and tend to normalize, hopefully in a better place than where they are when the pendulum is swinging in the fringes. But I'm hopeful that as peace comes to the Middle East, slowly but surely, as the conflict that Israel's engaged in is no longer on the front pages of the newspapers every day, no longer the focus of TikTok and Al Jazeera, that there will be an ability to take a deep breath and there will be a depressurization that occurs. But it's a very tough environment. I think we all have our roles within that environment, dealing institutionally, dealing with the politicians, dealing as some of those young activists you mentioned are dealing with it in a more radical way. I think we all have our roles here to play to try to ensure that the Jewish community is safe, to try to ensure that the voices, the fringe voices, the extreme voices that are out there don't get overshadowed by the vast, vast majority of Americans who are in the right place on these issues.
That's it. That's your Israel in 10. Thanks for watching. And please do subscribe with your email using the link below. Thanks and goodbye.